Holbein, The Skull Beneath the Skin. Hans Holbein the Younger. Hans Holbein the Younger came from a celebrated family of painters from Augsburg in Germany. Having mastered the tradition of Nordic art, Holbein was able to enrich his style through his knowledge of different schools of painting, in particular the Milanese pictures of Leonardo da Vinci. He moved to London in 1526 with a recommendation from Erasmus of Rotterdam, of whom he had executed 3 portraits, introducing him to Thomas More. He remained in London until 1528, and then returned again in 1532. Holbein spent 4 years painting portraits of merchants, and in 1536, probably because of the success of the portrait The Ambassadors, Henry VIII nominated him official court painter. The Ambassadors, 1533. The Ambassadors is a painting of considerable size, in which the 2 figures, Jean de Dinteville, the French ambassador to England, and his friend Georges de Selve, Bishop of Lavaux, are depicted in full scale. They are leaning on a cabinet on whose shelves we see a rich assortment of objects representing the scientific and musical culture of the epoch. Astronomical and navigational instruments, a lute, flutes, and mathematical texts. Both these objects and the ambassador's clothes look expensive and elaborate, and can be considered symbols of ownership, indicative of their wealth and privilege. Moreover, the precious materials of the robes, and also the navigational instruments, point to the world of sea trade and colonialism, and therefore to the future expansion of ownership. The ambassador's confidential facial expressions reflect their high social status. Only one object sticks out in this seemingly harmonious portrait, the oval form at the bottom of the painting, which, if looked at from a particular perspective, turns out to be a human skull. This disturbing figure completely disorientates the classical harmony of the rest of the painting. Indeed, this figure can only be properly seen if the painting is looked at from a lateral perspective, that is, from an angle which puts its main subject out of focus. This technique is known as anamorphosis. If we look at the painting from a normal frontal perspective, the skull, symbolizing inevitable death, remains hidden. The appearance of a skull was common in paintings of the time. Called memento mori, or reminder of mortality, it served to show the vanity of everything connected to the material world. However, it was not usually hidden, as it is in Holbein's painting. From a contemporary perspective, it appears as if the search for material gain could no longer be perceived on the same plane as the spiritual life. One made the other invisible.